Matinee with Bob and Ray. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to another in our never-ending series of programs called Matinee with Bob and Ray. Oh, hello there, Connie.
Hello, Connie.
How are you,
Connie? Hello there.
Yes, dear. Hello, Connie.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hey, just as soon as the music stops, I've got something very important to tell you.
Oh, have we got anything important to tell you?
No, we haven't. Hey, you know, maybe yesterday, Bob, or the day before, or 3 days ago, or maybe it was a week or a month ago.
You're going to read that? If you are, I'll go out in 15 minutes.
No, I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to explain.
I remember, we were discussing how Woburn got its pronunciation.
Right? Being spelled W-O-B-U-R-N.
Why it wasn't Woburn.
M. Birch of Boston writes to tell us exactly how it came to be. Now, I ran through it, and many words that I couldn't pronounce.
They were big words, I know.
I didn't want to embarrass myself by going on the air and reading the whole thing, but he obviously is one of these.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Philophily, and he says that Woburn is a common English, or Woburn is a common English stream name. The elements involved being W-O-H, crooked, and Burna, B-U-R-N-A, stream.
You taking See? All this in?
The latter of which occurs metastasized in the German Brunner.
Yes.
But anyway, M. Birch, I wish you'd send a dictionary so we can read your letters, boy.
Yeah, he writes a wonderful letter, but we can't understand it.
Well, we're so stupid, sir. Or, madam. I have no idea.
Today, of course, is anniversary day in Bob and Ray's show. Today, when we probably, for a number of years, will set aside, we will set this day aside as a day long remembered in our local history. And the day that Bob and Ray...
$100 million baby.
Bob and Ray don't want to let this day slip by without a little something to do with it.
To do with what?
This morning, we had a very interesting guest on the morning show that we'd like to invite back again. We have invited him back to join us in this afternoon's program. He'll be along a little bit later, I think. We can remember what his name was.
That's right. We got to remember what his name was.
And Ken and Bill are going to play I Found $1 Million Baby. 5 and 10 cent store.
Let's see, it's an anniversary of the famous robbery. What was the name of it, Bob?
The place they robbed.
Yeah, I can't.
There wasn't much about it. The name slips me.
Nobody can remember the name. It was the amount of money that's important.
Maybe Mary does. Do you remember?
Yes,
that?
I certainly do. It's the Brinks.
Brinks, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, indeed. I'll remember that.
That's what it was. This was a year ago today, wasn't it?
Oh, boy, all that money.
Caused no end of consternation.
It did, Bob?
Yes.
I had no idea of that, no. But anyway, ladies, I thought it would be a good day to get down to our jaded appetites and pick them up with something.
That's right. After the holiday season has gone by, as it has now,
we are in the middle of January, and we haven't given a thought yet on our spring diets.
That's right.
To be trim and smart-looking with the summer clothing, which we'll be climbing into
soon. You're going to take our Bob and Ray exercise for health course starting tomorrow morning, aren't you?
I plan to, Bob, yes. Mm-hmm. But in addition to exercise, of course, I recommend a good diet.
That's right. Well, now, what would you suggest for breakfast, for instance?
Well, an all-meat diet, I believe, would be nice.
Breakfast, too?
Mm-hmm. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all meat. A pound and a half of meat or 2 pounds at each meal.
That's
no salt on it.
No.
You see, salt helps you retain the fats and you become blubbery.
I see. Yes. Well, that's something we can keep in mind. Of course, with prices what they are, I don't know whether we can follow that line of thinking or not.
Well, it'll have to be rib roast and sirloins all day.
I might be able to work a deal for you folks out the abattoir if you don't want
please.
An all-meat diet. I don't know whether I can or not.
Well, I don't know.
We're having our big winter roundup out there now, and I might be able to speak to somebody in charge. I don't know.
I see.
I don't think you need to text me.
Please, I've just had my lunch. Crackers and Coca-Cola.
Or cocoa or something.
Cuckoo cocoa.
Ken and Bill.
Have you tried Cuckoo Cocoa, friends? Well, it's a new invention of ours. You can take it out of the cup and roll it into a ball.
You can break it.
You can bounce it. It goes high on the golf ball. You can throw it at people.
And put it down and it becomes a limp mass.
You can drink it, too. So get Cuckoo Cocoa at your friendly grocer's.
What is this first song you're going to play today? Well, you play it.
Well, you play it, and then we'll get the drift on. It's My Heart Cries for you, Ken and Bill.
That's one of the nicest songs I ever heard him do, huh?
That was beautiful.
Oh,
my
that was great.
My heart cries for you. You know, Bob, it'd be a good time for you and I to sing a song and audition for somebody in the musical world who could do something
for us. Oh, well,
who
in the musical world could do anything for us?
Well, you'd be surprised. There are plenty of
There's nobody within miles that could do anything
You never know,
for us.
Bob. Maybe there's somebody passing through Boston with a car radio on. Say a big orchestra.
Oh, and he'll sing, you mean, and could do
and he'll say, those two fellows sing, I need them. I need those two men.
Oh, I don't believe so.
Well, you
know, and those things, you read about those things happening in newspapers and magazines, but they never really happen.
Well,
believe me, take it.
But why don't we take a chance? Now, My Heart Cries for You is a song that I think we could sing very nicely.
Is that our type of song?
Yeah, I think it is, Bob.
Excuse me, dear.
And maybe some big orchestra leaders passing through town of car radio. I need them. I want them.
You're crazy.
Money is no object.
You're crazy about that. I mean, that point is off, but I'll do the song with you.
Okay, well, let's sing this. Ken, do you know how it goes? It goes, la, la, oh, you just played it. Let's introduce Hung and Sung. Get into the mood.
Is that type of song?
Theme, please.
Hello, we are Hung and Strung. To the radio we have come. And if you like a song we're asking, tune in when we're broadcasting. We're Hung and Strung at a ukulele.
Wow, good morning, everybody.
20 after 4 a.m.
History, and a great big welcome to all those folks up there in Rochester, New Hampshire.
And an answer to a nice request from Putney, Vermont, would like to sing for that dear lady, My Heart Cries for
That's
you.
The little lady that made the unusual request of us, isn't it?
Yes, Hung? And we'll take care of that, too, this week.
Yes,
sir. We'll be there Thursday.
Okay, and her song is this one right here.
Come on, Hung, please.
If you're in Arizona... We're going to do this fast, aren't we?
Hung, go ahead, please. You're embarrassing us all in front of 50,000 watts.
Oh.
They're laughing.
If you're in Arizona, I'll follow you. If you're in Minnesota, I'll be there too. You'll have a million chances to start anew. Because my love is endless for you. My heart cries for you. Sighs for you. Dies for you.
It's the first time this has been done in rumba tempo, isn't it?
My heart. Long for you. Please come back again.
Well, look, our time's up.
Gotta say so long. This is
so long from Hung and Strung. radio, we have gung. And if you like us, all we're asking, tune in when we're broadcasting. We're hung and strung.
And you can lay.
WHDH, boy. Well, it's good that nobody was listening because...
Well, we didn't do that as well as Chrissy Faith and Carl Sigmund had in mind, I'm sure.
No, I know we didn't. And it would be completely out of this world. I mean, it would be completely ridiculous to have a famous band leader come up and say, Bob and Ray, I'd like to have you go with my troupe.
Well, Bob and Ray, I'd like to have you go with my troupe.
Well, you must be Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, the only thing we didn't have for that introduction, Tommy, was a door opening.
How many shows do you hear this stuff?
Tommy Dorsey.
Usually it's on some show like Jack Benny, there'll be a rap at the door, and a perfectly obvious voice will say, hello there, and he'll say,
why, you must be Greer Garson.
That's right. And, Tommy, we're awful happy to have you here. Of course, we were kidding. We didn't think you would like our scene anyway.
I don't kid you. We thought maybe you would want
yeah.
it.
Yeah, when do we
start?
Well,
I mean,
tomorrow, can we start?
I thought it was real bad.
Oh, it was awful.
And people all over New England say the same thing, you'll be happy to know.
No, Bob, it was fine. You guys have a lot of fun, and I think that's what the people enjoy. They like to see people on the air have a lot of fun doing a program, and I think that's a major part of your show.
Oh, we do. You're going to be out at the totem pole starting tonight, aren't you?
That's correct.
I thought we might reenact the wonderful days when you saw us standing there as part of the Pied Pipers and discovered us.
I'll let me get it, Tommy. It was one of the biggest thrills of my young
those
life.
Those were happy
actually.
Days, boy, when we were... Well, Connie Haynes used to stand on the right of you, didn't he?
That's right. And then, of course, I went on to greater fame with the name Frank Sinatra.
And then, of course, we both left to join the French Foreign Legion, and the rest is history after that.
Sure.
Hey, these two guys are crazy. Bring me out of here.
How long are you going to be out there, though?
We'll be there until Saturday night, Bob.
They're getting some swell talent out there. I've seen Ray Anthony was out
last
week.
We get an old TD out there. Boy, that's living. Say, I heard on the Boston Ballroom program.
That's on this station. Yes,
the Boston Ballroom program with Bob... Clay.
Clayton.
And what?
Clayton.
Bob
Clayton.
He played an old Dorsey Brothers record that really thrilled me last night.
And you
were saying, where's the door? I wanted to leave. There's nothing like that. I thought that was real wonderful. What year was that recorded, Tom?
1930.
In 1930. Can you imagine it? I wasn't even 11 years old.
What are you laughing at?
That's right. 1930, that was the year that... Well, you and I had kind of hard times that year, I remember. But the Dorsey Band was great, still is. Tommy, they made a movie about the Dorsey family, didn't they, a couple of years ago? Why?
Why, that's one of our top atomic secrets.
Oh, honest, really?
That picture did more to give the Russians the atomic bomb than anything I could think of.
You mean that was the way you kid that, the way Jack Benny does the horn blows at midnight?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see that, but ours was awful bad. If his was that bad, boy, his must have been a real bad picture.
Oh, cut it out. I didn't see it, Tommy, but it couldn't be that bad, really.
I don't recommend it, believe me.
Our new pictures are going to be out this week, as a matter of fact. Tell them about it, right?
Well, we're starting the moving epic of it's done in colorful black and white. Was yours done in black and white, your movie?
I think they did ours on old cigarette tops or something, cigar box tops.
Well, they spared no expense to present Bob and Ray in the moving story of grub.
In fact, they haven't spared any expense.
It's a story of food from the time it was first discovered right up to the present day vitamin.
I mean, you hear...
Well, I think that's a great topic, I think.
There's pathos in it.
Yes, he's in it, because he's gone now.
Yeah.
But... I don't know who else was in it. Who else was in it?
Well, Marcia Van Alshot was our leading lady.
Right.
We share honors with
Henry
her.
Henry Burr was the singer.
Henry, fine. Was Ernie Hare with him?
And we tried to get...
Billy Jones, were they around?
Yeah,
they were in there. We tried to get Lanny Ross, but we couldn't. And Donald Novus was tied up, I think, at the time.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get the happiness for it. That's a couple of guys really on the ball.
That's right.
Oh, dear. Let me see. We have a commercial, Tommy. Would you mind if I stepped in here?
That's an awful question if you direct that at Tommy to start with.
Well, Tommy is popular, that we know, but it's for people who feel that they're not popular.
I mean, for one reason or another, they go around hiding their head.
You know when you're not popular, friend. Now, you know it. Now, do you like to have people remember you with pleasure and look forward to seeing you with anticipation? Then may I suggest that you take this tip from Uncle Bob and Uncle Ray. Remember to remember your friends and loved ones with a box of delicious Cynthia Sweet chocolate. Why, they make a hit every time. You'll find Cynthia Sweet chocolates at your favorite candy counter or drugstore, and you'll recognize them easily by their distinctive, colorful packaging. They're pre-thumbed, so you don't have to go through them to find those pretty orange ones that you like so much. For instance, Cynthia Sweet, and you don't bite into an imitation grape one either without...
Well, they guarantee there are no grape ones in there.
Not a one. Not one of those purple ones in the whole box.
Purple-flavored ones.
Now, for instance, Cynthia Sweets have just introduced a wonderful new package with a gay floral motif, temptingly packed with over 40 chocolates to the pound. Now, you'll find all your favorite flavors in this new Cynthia Sweets package. Rich honey nougat, smooth caramels, made with fresh creamery butter, orange, lemon, and raspberry creams with that melt-in-your-mouth, real deep-down flavor. Plus many, many more, too numerous to mention. So why don't you see for yourself? It's just $1.10 a pound at all fine local drug and candy stores. And I'm sure you'll agree. All right.
Wait a minute. Will you finish that?
Oh, you'll agree. No. Cynthia Sweet's chocolates are a family treat, a delight to eat.
Say, I'd like to meet this Bill Dorsey you've got here, Ray.
This is Tommy
Dorsey. That's right.
This is Tex, Tommy. He's our cowhand here on the show.
Hello, Tex.
Nice to know you, boy.
Two musicians, you fellows ought to have a lot of old memories to hash over together.
Well, I remember a wonderful record Tommy made with Joe Stafford and somebody else at one time called Friendship. And I thought maybe he'd like to take my Smoky Valley Boys along with him, formerly the Cass County Boys.
Hey, that was a wonderful record.
Oh, Friendship?
What show was that from?
DuBarry Was a Lady, I think.
That was a wonderful record. Joe Stafford was on. Who else was on that, if you remember?
Joe Stafford, the Pied Piper, Connie Haynes. First excellent player, but he
started
to play the organ.
That's right.
They had a lot of fun with that.
That's right. It was an electric organ.
Horned it up.
Or a Hammond or something. That was a wonderful record. I always enjoyed that very much.
But Tex, I don't think that Tommy would be interested in going into Western music at all. Would you, Tom?
Well, I thought Tex was going to give us a guitar solo.
No, somebody stole my Hound Dog guitar a couple weeks ago, and I haven't been able to find it.
On the 1:30 edition of the Herald Traveler News.
Sure,
we'll all be hanging by our thumbs. Incidentally, do you think that they'll ever come out when they'll have funnies on that news broadcast?
We're working on that problem now. As soon as we figure a way to do it, you can bet we will.
How about classified ads?
Classified ads, we're not taking.
You're not, huh? Well, I'd like to, if we could work in some funnies, it'd be kind of good. But it's a thought anyway, friends, and we're throwing it open to you people of the radio audience.
Now, look, here's how the situation lies. We take off tomorrow, see?
Yeah, we're taking right off.
We won't be here at all tomorrow.
That's right.
So don't tune in at 1 o'clock for us. I mean, you can tune in if you want.
Sure. It's entirely up to you.
But we'll be back Monday.
So there's the flack from Harvard University.
Yeah.
He's going to ask us a few things about this afternoon's game. Good luck to him. Did you see where the boys from the Lampoon took a granite bowl up to Mayor Curley?
Yeah, I saw that.
And... said it was from B.C., and then later the boys from the Crimson came around and said it was ours.
Yeah.
There was quite a to-do about it.
Yeah.
And the officer there who was covering it all said, well, he said, the mayor just took the whole thing for granted. That's what he said, really. Yeah, he read it in the paper. I didn't say that. Not me, friends. Don't blame me for that one. I'm just reporting the news as I see it from Washington. I return you now to New York.
I'm leaving now, so goodbye and have a pleasant weekend.
Thanks a lot, Bob. It was wonderful to drop up. Incidentally, friends, Bob Elliott is the famous drummer with the Gene Krupa band. So long and good luck. If you work, or if you do get work, you're sure and right, Bob. All right. Ken Wilson was our organist today. What's that? He was our organist. He'll be back Monday, I'm sure, and Bill Green was at the piano. And he'll be back. Thanks again, Jimmy Sullivan, for the swell work. We appreciate it very much up here in the old hayloft. Remember, friends, have a good weekend, will you? And if you get work right, and hang by your thumbs until Monday, at which time we'll see you at 1 o'clock over much of this same station. This is WHDH in Boston. Bye.
Come on. Bye.
remember the name of Lydia Pinkham, whose medicine for women brought her fame.
Yes, ladies, Lydia Pinkham's tablets are famous to help backache, headache, and restless, tired, weak feelings of certain specific days when due to this simple cause.
Lydia Pinkham's tablets work through the sympathetic nervous system and are simply wonderful to relieve this painful distress and accompanying nervous tension and irritability of this nature.
Taken regularly, Pinkham's tablets help build up resistance against such symptoms.
These remarkable Pinkham's tablets are also one of the greatest blood iron tonics you can buy if you need more blood iron.
Yes, they're great to help build up red blood, to give more strength and energy in such cases.
Just ask your druggist for Lydia Pinkham's tablets.
Truth